WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Well, new research, missing millennial home ownership endangers the American dream as we know it. And as a result, wealth inequality likely to get worse, which, of course, could have an eventual impact on our politics as well. Andrea Riquier, reporter covering housing, MarketWatch.com. Andrea, thanks. Tell us more about some of the latest research and how this is just a bad deal for young adults, the new generation.
Hey, Alan. Yeah, it is really a bad deal. That's a really good way of saying it. The report came out from the Urban Institute in Washington, and I wrote about it. And, you know, it says a lot of things that I think we all already know instinctively. Millennials, you know, those born between 1981 and 1997, they graduated into a really tough job market. They took out a lot more student debt than previous generations. They are more diverse, and we know that, unfortunately, minorities are homeowners at a lower rate than whites. But, you know, there's a lot of new stuff in this report that interested me, in particular the relation to wealth building and the fact that if home ownership is cut off as a means of wealth building, you can really see it in the numbers how stark it is.
Yeah, well, I remember my parents, my grandparents. I mean, that's really how they accumulated wealth. They sold a smaller home, bought another one, and there you go. And there doesn't seem to be that cushion. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, they passed it on to your parents, and that helped your parents pass it on to you.
Well, which brings to mind the other part I was going to ask about this, and I don't know whether this was covered in the research, but of course, that's a lot easier to do when you have intact families. If you have more divided families, divorces, all that, that has to be another thing creating a perfect storm along with the Great Recession.
Yeah, that doesn't help. It doesn't help. But there's a lot just sort of in the economy alone, you know, that's really tough for younger people these days.
And so did the analysts or did the research suggest there's any way out of this, or is this just the new pessimism for which there is no obvious solution?
Yeah, they make a lot of suggestions for solutions, which I think are probably changes on the margin, unfortunately. You know, there's a lot of things that millennials can do to sort of educate themselves, to make themselves access the market better. Most people think that they need a bigger down payment than they actually do. Most people don't know about down payment assistance programs. But, you know, despite all that, you know, there's just not a lot of supply of homes to buy, particularly in areas where there are good job markets.
And I suppose another thing along the margins, if you've had a lot of people holding onto their homes longer, not selling, that drives up the prices. And we know also about home construction. And in particular, if you now have this tariff war, lumber, other essentials, I mean, I can think of another ways this becomes an even more perfect storm.
That's exactly right. The home builder lobby thinks that the tariffs, earlier this year, they estimated that the tariffs were going to add about $9,000 to the cost of an average home. I don't know if that's gone up, you know, recently. I'll check back with them. But, you know, one of the things that's been tough is this NIMBYism, not in my backyard idea, that has gone around a lot of communities where people who already have homes want to preserve the character of the neighborhoods. They don't want high rises. They don't want a lot more construction.
Yeah.
And that's great for existing homeowners, but not so good for newcomers.
Well, of course, traffic congestion is a real problem, but then we do get to NIMBY as well on a lot of these things. Okay, Andrea, thanks. We'll talk some more.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.
Yeah, take care. Andrea Riquier, reporter covering housing for MarketWatch, live here on WDEL.